Time now to check in with what's going on at the North American International Auto Show. Craig, we have on the line with us this morning Stuart Fowle, who is the Buick marketing manager. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning to you.
We appreciate you. I was thinking about Buick. My dad was a big Buick purchaser. I was first in a Buick Wildcat, and then the Electra, then the Skyhawk, Skylark, Century, all those names from the past. But the new names are in Encore, Envision, Enclave. Tell us about those at the new auto show.
Yeah, some great e-names that we have there. And that is, it's really important for us, the SUV half of our lineup. Obviously, SUVs are hugely popular with customers today. And for the first time ever, Buick has three great ones in the showroom. The Envision is our new compact SUV. We launched it midway through last year. Great new, really innovative all-wheel drive system in that. Comfort, quietness. The Encore, our small SUV, one step smaller than the Envision, has become our most popular vehicle in Buick showrooms. It's about 40% of our sales, and each of the 4 years it's been in the market, it's improved its sales. We just updated that car and gave it an all-new look, fresh face, and a fast-growing segment this fall. And pretty soon we'll start talking about an all-new Enclave as well. That was our original crossover that we launched just about 10 years ago when crossovers weren't really a thing yet. And we'll have a new one of those in the showroom by the end of this year. So you're looking at Buick, and within the course of 18 months, our crossover lineup will be fully updated.
Stuart, was this a matter of Buick wanting to make its mark in the SUV crossover market, or was Buick responding to the marketplace?
I think it's both at the same time, actually. You know, Buick is a brand that's been around for a very long time. We have some things that we are known for, reliability, quality, playing in that space that's above the mainstream but below luxury. It's very value-oriented luxury with Buick. And we've done really well with that, but we started getting away, I think, for a little while from cars that were relevant to today's consumers. So with the crossover lineup and the shift in the market, we have been out ahead, I think, of a lot of the competition. If you look at when the Enclave was introduced, everyone was still buying body-on-frame SUVs, and it was an innovative thought to bring in a crossover with more car-like handling. When we introduced the Encore 4 years ago, that segment didn't exist. We defined it, and in fact, even today, one out of four of all the small SUVs on the road are a Buick Encore. That shows how early we were to the game with that. And now the Envision, that's in the largest segment in the market. If you look at sedans versus SUVs, SUVs are far outpacing sedans now. So we want to bring the best cars to market that we possibly can and be a leader in the industry. But definitely we need to look at what's relevant to today's consumers. We think all three of our SUVs are absolutely relevant to what customers today want.
It's media preview day at the North American International Auto Show. Stuart, how important is that for Buick or any other car maker for that matter to get the word out? How important is the media presence there?
Oh, it's hugely important, especially if you look at Buick. Our lineup is stronger than it's ever been with the three SUVs in addition to the LaCrosse sedan that we also launched last year, the Cascada, our first convertible in 25 years, and also the Buick Regal, which is our athlete of the family, if you will. What we're looking at with Buick is a great lineup, great vehicles, but perception out there in the public is something we're still building. An older audience still thinks of us as a car maker who makes big, fluffy sedans for an older audience. People under 35, 40 today really don't think of Buick at all. So being here in front of the media, getting the word out, changing that perception, getting people to reassess what they think about Buick or give us a chance to be in their consideration set is hugely important for us, and that's why we're here today.
And in addition to the SUVs that, you know, package higher quality and some luxury in there, your cars now have a whole lot of pep if you want that.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things we build our cars around is this idea of spirited, efficient performance. So they have pep, but they also have fuel efficiency. Some of our cars, the Encore, the Regal, the Envision, have four-cylinder engines that are very efficient, but they're also turbocharged. So you have an Envision and a Regal, both that have 250 horsepower out of a four-cylinder engine. And then you look at the LaCrosse that we just introduced, and it has a 310 horsepower V6, but it also has technologies like cylinder deactivation and automatic start-stop system, as well as an 8-speed transmission. So that's a large sedan with 310 horsepower that you're also getting 31 miles per gallon on the highway. And in fact, a lot of my coworkers who have been driving those cars early on are telling me, look, I'm seeing 35, 40 miles per gallon in the real world, which is amazing for something of that size.
A lot going on at the North American International Auto Show. Stuart, thanks for your time. Appreciate it this morning.
Thanks for having me on.